the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A couple days ago on the one of the Twitter pages called Future Deadpool Names, some fan site, they mentioned one of the, you can vote on one of the Twitter names, and one of them was Todd's Unnecessary Math, because you tend to go to the calculator. But this is Necessary Math. Figure this one out, not the toilet paper one. 23-foot balcony, back and forth. That one length is 23 foot. You turn around and go back, it's 46 feet. 26 miles.
Okay, there was a guy in...
That's what he's doing right here.
I forget what hurricane was hitting the coast of Florida, but this guy ran every day.
Yeah, but he ran outside.
Yeah, he was outside. But it was back and forth in a very confined area.
Well, he ran around his house. I remember that. He had a bigger house.
It was kind
house.
Of an alley.
Yeah, an alley.
Up and back through
it. But that wasn't this. This is 23-foot balcony in, what, Italy or Spain? Guy ran a marathon. Did you figure it out?
A little short of 3,000 laps.
So one is one, well, up and back is one
down
lap.
Down and back. Down and back. Down and back.
Man, okay. Talk about going
3,000
times. 3,000
times. Down and back.
None of us have run a marathon, but just the idea of having to slow down, turn around, and go back, you're sore. Because marathoners don't have to stop. They just continue, yeah. You know? It's just the motion of your hips stopping every time.
Yeah, he said that was difficult.
I bet it was.
About 3,000 laps.
3,000 laps, man.
Yeah, well, you know, marathoners don't make 3,000 turns.
They don't make abrupt turnarounds after only 23 feet.
That's a whole different motion.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah, he's going to feel that today.
Yeah, I think so. I know. Granted, he's in shape, but his hips are going to be sore.
He's going to be sorry.
Yeah. Try that today, Craig.
Because that's stop, start. Yeah. Granted, you're not a full sprint or anything, but you're stopping and starting.
He just wanted to get
through. Well, his girlfriend was out there helping him with snacks and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Got to hand him stuff.
And you know the snacks that you get when you're running a marathon.
Gummy bears.
M&M's and Coca-Cola.
Okay. I heard gummy bears. Our buddy Mark Gross, the comedy writer.
Well, you got to get the sugar in you to keep it going.
Yeah,
right?
that was his...
Not glucose packs like they do, and not the healthy stuff. You just eating M&M's and Coke?
That's what it says.
Probably,
his girlfriend was there in a support role.
Get the same effect.
Oh, you do. It's sugar high. You're going, right?
Because, Mark Gross used to run marathons. His little carbohydrate of choice, his sugar of choice, was gummy bears.
Mm. Yeah. I guess if you're bored, that'd be a thing to do if you have a balcony and you're stuck somewhere, you know.
And it
is Mercurial.
Well, it was more than that. He was supposed to be running in a marathon during this time.
Got it.
Oh, okay.
He's already run 33. You know, he's a marathon guy.
Got it.
I hate those guys.
So do I.
Just stop. Running is dumb.
Although, I'd put 26 miles in my car if I ran on a balcony. 26 miles, 23 feet at a time. I'd put that all right through the back of my car.
Yeah.
No, nobody cares.
So they can't even go out in the street in Italy?
No,
correct.
Not there. No.
Not for that.
And then we talked to our buddy from Spain yesterday, and they started off the news last night with some major horrific stuff in Spain. Bodies and things. God.
Christians are marking the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Suck it, Jesus.
No.
The Annunciation?
You enunciated it pretty well.
You did.
Good job.
The Virgin Mary?
The Blessed Virgin Mary. The celebration marks the announcement by the Archangel Gabriel to Mary that she would conceive and become the mother of Jesus, the Son of God.
That happened?
March 25th is the annual Feast of the Annunciation. In celebration of the event, the day is nine months.
Stay in your house.
That's
nine full months before Christmas.
The Holy Spirit knocked her up on this day.
Stay in your house. Don't go out. Churches are closed, right? Anyway, they should be.
Most of them.
Good. Except for, at least in the up north.
When was the Jesus gender reveal party? Any idea when we're celebrating the anniversary of that?
I think that was...
Because that's one of my favorite church services there.
Four or five months after the Immaculate Conception?
It was a firecracker. I remember that. Yeah, it took off some chick's head. Yeah, that was great.
Well, they knew the gender. Ahead of time. They knew the name ahead of time. All this stuff was predicted in the Old Testament.
But not everybody knew the gender.
So you're not going to have a female Messiah.
Jesus wasn't going to have a girl.
No right way. Girls can't even be priests.
That'd be ridiculous.
No way.
Yeah,
they are subservient.
Be serious.
They were made from our rib, Craig.
Yeah, 2,000 years ago.
Bow down to our rib.
You're not getting a female Messiah. Look at them.
Our risen Lord is not going to be a chick.
No, God.
You're right, so not even necessary.
I've heard some crap. Don't even get me started on that.
for the Messiah.
Todd's right about that.
Right. Well, we could have done a race reveal.
Yeah. Well, he was black.
Well, even then, they were...
No. Our Messiah is not going to be black.
Well, he's not a
well,
white...
Well, at the time, everybody knew the race.
He's not a handsome white guy.
It was not a reveal. It was unnecessary to reveal the race at the time.
Well, Jesus and Santa just were white.
Yeah, they were white. They just are.
Always have been. Always will be.
In our non-coronavirus news...
Well, that was non-coronavirus right there.
Yellowstone volcano has an increased risk warning.
Oh, God. I don't know why people even have kids nowadays.
Yeah,
if you're about to get pregnant, don't get pregnant. Don't bring kids into this world right now.
It seems that deep magma intrusion...
Oh, that's a great band name.
Building up ever since it was discovered nearly four decades ago.
So, another way that the world's going to end is non-coronavirus news.
Yeah, it is. This has nothing to do.
Well, this has nothing to do with the world.
This should be in a category about dicks, Craig.
This just has everything to do with geology.
Yeah, it also has something to do with ending the world.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Good.
It is simple geology.
Right. The surface seems to be deflating and inflating in irregular patterns. This is also an area as large as the size of Chicago, and so far is the most at risk, where an eruption would start in Yellowstone's super volcano. Apparently, this is not alarming for scientists.
Good. We got one pandemic to deal with at a time.
No, it's been pretty active since they finally discovered it 40 years ago. It's probably active before that.
Right.
And they were able to determine, I don't know, every 600,000 years or so it blows up? Or 60,000?
Good to know.
Oh, no, Todd. It's okay. They actually get into that in this article. If you read to the bottom.
Oh, God. That's like Ken Burns, always read to the bottom.
Yeah, if you read to the bottom. Many people say that it's already overdue for an eruption.
Not true.
According to the Tech Times. They say that usually when these numbers come up, they say the last eruption was 640,000 years ago, but it erupts every 600,000 years is what people say, so we're overdue by 40,000 years.
Yeah.
But in fact... the intervals are about 700,000 years, so we're not due for another 70,000 years.
Oh, okay.
So when's the next eruption?
70,000 years.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a gross miscalculation.
I got to keep that. That sounds great.
Yeah.
That sounds great. So we're not worried about what should we worry about?
Nothing.
But what's going to happen in 70,000 years?
The super volcano.
But what's it going to do?
Blow up.
Erupt.
That should be the warning. That should be everywhere, because there are speakers all over every city right now that tell you when a tornado's coming. So this should be in those speakers when
they crank that on the civil defense sirens.
When you hear this, man, because those speakers are loud, man.
And the dogs would be going crazy.
Well, to be fair,
all over the whole city, man.
To be fair, the city would stop, and people would turn on their air guitars.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You would. There would be a moment of pause where people go, "All
right, right.
Oh, wait, no, I got to run."
Still, it would work.
Still, people would jump out of their cars for. A little air guitar just for a couple minutes.
There's one in my particular quadrant of the city. I'm sure there's more than one, but I remember I've seen it before. It's right behind this guy's house. And it's right, because it has to be somewhere in the neighborhood.
Right. Yeah.
And it's right there. And I don't know who the guy lives there. And I've seen it. It's maybe like five blocks from my house. I'm thinking this must be crazy when that goes off. That's your basement. That's your window. That's your teenage kid's window right there. You think you got a cool speaker? Check this out.
Hey, we've long thought that for tornado warnings, they should use the riff for Human's Being.
You're right.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
From, what the hell?
Twister.
Twister.
Twister, yeah.
God, Van Halen, man, they are on the cusp.
Great weather songs.
Yeah, they do it. Eddie knows how to write some riffs for weather, right?
Well, disaster stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Eruption is not necessarily weather.
Well, the lava will, fall from the sky.
Yeah.
So we call that weather.
Yeah.
We will call you weather.
Right. Unless you're in Hawaii, then it'll come up from the ground.
That's a good...
True. Yeah, they did have that.
Hang on a second. Let's do that. What if there's a tornado while the eruption is happening?
Civil defense siren overload.
It is, man. You got to get in the basement and avoid the falling lava.
Which would be a good way to avoid the falling lava.
That's true.
By
you could
the
do both. You could do both. But the lava would burn your house down.
Yeah, the lava.
It wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
I didn't think of
that. You're going to need to run.
Yeah.
But if you're in the...
You're going to need to run.
If you're in the concrete doomsday bunker, you probably stand a chance.
Against lava? I don't think so.
Oh, I think so.
Doesn't that melt stuff?
I don't know if it would melt concrete.
I don't know. We need a scientist for that one. Yeah. That's right. We
just when
that.
You saw the lava flows in Hawaii, I mean, it melted some rock, but not all of it.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
No, houses went away, though.
Oh, yeah.
And they melted right down and burnt down. But you're talking about a concrete block. Would they burn down?
Yeah, or some kind of metal facility.
Yeah, we need a scientist for that.
Or just someone to talk out of their ass.
Well, we got that covered.
That's all I need.
We got that covered. Oh, that's right. Just look it up on Facebook. Yeah.
Somebody's got to know. I still want to hear from a guy who has a doomsday bunker. He can tell me, neener, neener, neener. Because I would mock people like that.
Yeah, well, you get to come out. Everybody
and
else
now they're safe.
Yeah. From what? What are they safe from?
The coronavirus.
They're really not.
Unless they don't go out.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's the idea.
Ever.
And don't have people like you come over.
The idea of the doomsday bunker is, a nuclear.
What's the Brendan Fraser movie? It's an excellent flick, by the way.
Oh, what the hell is
but they
that?
Went underneath in the 50s because of the bomb, remember? They thought it was a bomb.
Christopher Walken's in that.
It's a great flick, yeah.
I think Alicia Silverstone's in that.
Yeah, she's the love interest, right?
Hamina.
Yeah. But that's true. Somebody could be under bunker right now.
They're in a bunker, and they thought. I think a car crashed on it. I don't want to spoil anything for you.
A plane or something landed on top of the building, and they thought that something happened, right?
And they thought there was a...
What's the name of that movie, Puss?
Nuclear incident.
Brendan Fraser flick. I love that flick.
Blast from the Past?
Yeah, that's it. That's a great movie. That's all.
Why do I know that stuff?
That's also real.
Yeah, if you enjoy watching the apocalyptic stuff.
Right.
Because a lot of people are watching Contagion. And
they're all too serious, man.
Outbreak.
Yeah.
And if you notice those movies, the beginning of those movies, there's always a scientist who is being ignored.
Right.
There's a scientist saying, hey, this could be bad. This could be bad.
But if you've noticed that,
we can't close the beaches.
The presidents and those are always smart, intelligent, well-spoken
men. Okay, see, but that's how I know. That's how I know it's fictitious.
Exactly. Yeah. They have a real leader in charge. With empathy and putting all the
except for the mayor.
The mayor's always a douchebag.
Town in New Jersey, when Jaws showed up.
Right. Yeah, that's what we have right now. We have the mayor. We have the mayor of Martha's Vineyard, basically. Yeah. What'd they call that town?
I forget.
They used a different name for that town.
It did have a name.
Right. Jaws was on last night.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. It was on one of the movie channels. The uncut version.
Amity Island.
Yeah, yeah.
The mayor of Amity Island. Yeah.
That's who's running our country right now, exactly. And the funny part about those memes is, remember, he's still the mayor in Jaws 2.
Is he?
Yes, he is. And how
did that guy not get voted out?
We have to avoid that. We can't have the mayor be here in Jaws 2. You know what I'm talking
about,
folks.
How much time elapses between Jaws 1 and Jaws 2?
Schneider signed a contract. He had to come back for 2. He didn't want to.
And there really weren't a lot.
I mean, in the storyline.
In the big picture, though.
Oh, that's a great point. I don't know.
Was it still within the mayor's term?
That's true, too, but he should have been kicked out, at least.
Maybe.
You know,
maybe.
Impeached or something like
that. But in total, how many shark deaths were there? Not a lot. It didn't kill, like, the whole town.
No. But still, though, he risked the country. He risked all the...
He killed
that kid.
Naked chick at the beginning.
And he killed the little kid, and the mom slaps Schneider, not the mayor.
And
you gotta slap the mayor.
He ate Quinn. I hope we're not spoiling anything for you.
Jaws came out in 75.
1975 movie Jaws.
Right. According to this, there's really only 5 people that are eaten by the shark in Jaws.
Yeah.
Two more died, but not by the shark.
So, yeah, they overreacted. Obviously.
Oh, I'm sorry. One more diet. The character they named Bruce was actually the shark.
Oh.
Suffered harpoon-inflicted wounds.
It's no Sharknado.
No, it was not harpoon-inflicted. He had a canister of oxygen in
right.
his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. And the guy shoots the right. harpoon into the oxygen to blow
no,
us up.
No,
yeah,
the harpoon. He puts a bullet in it.
Right, that's
or Shatter
right.
puts a bullet
that's
in
it. That's right, he does, yeah.
And blows him up.
There you go. We're breaking down Jaws for you. Because the mayor is what we got in charge. The mayor of Jaws.
8 people eaten by the shark in Jaws 2.
Okay. Oh, okay. Wow. So it got to be a little more serious. Because they didn't keep it in check the first time.
Right.
Second wave is always worse.
Yeah, you're right. Closed down now. You see, there's a they show Clearwater Beach. It's pretty empty because that governor finally woke his ass up. Too late, probably, but he should have closed him down way before spring break. But we needed spring break. What country is taking helicopters?
Oh, I saw that.
Brazil. Low.
Yeah, Brazil,
that's
right. Exactly.
Right.
Brazil. And anybody on the beach, helicopter goes down, just blows them up, just get off.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
Creates a sandstorm.
They're lowering down, and they're saying, nope, get off the beach.
Oh, so they basically yeah. sandblast
and they need
them.
To do that
yep.
in California.
Yep.
They need to do that in California.
Are they still milling about the beaches in Southern California?
Yeah. As of the other day, I saw somebody, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was pretty ingenious.
That was pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, they're just patrolling up and down yeah. the beaches. If you're there, they'll yeah. drop down yeah. close enough that they just sandblast your ass.
Because my daughter in Southern California, yeah, they're quarantined.
Good for them.
They're locked up. Yeah. I finally got a hold of my son in Mexico yesterday.
What's his story?
His story is...
Is Mexico taking it seriously?
No, the country is not taking it seriously, but his family is. So they're all quarantined.
How many coronaviruses? How many?
Yeah. They don't have numbers there. Yeah. They don't have test kits. They yeah. don't have much there.
Yeah, we don't have test kits either, by the way. Not enough.
But no, the attitude is a little more laissez-faire in Mexico.
But he's taking it seriously.
Yeah,
right?
But he is, yeah.
Okay.
I think you're mixing your languages there.
But how many people live in that house? I don't want to be stereotypical, but how many people are around? Are there 40 people in that house?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm curious. You ask a good question.
That wasn't being stereotypical.
That really has nothing to do with anything,
no,
but I'm just curious.
A bunch of people live in white people's houses, too, you know.
Right.
And black people's houses, you know.
In every country.
Right. But certain countries have a more of a communal atmosphere when it comes to households.
Yes.
Oh.
Hispanics do.
Right.
Mexicans do.
Right. Especially.
Right. Exactly.
Florida man in jail for trying to impersonate an officer a second time. The sheriff's office says that Leroy Stolemeyer showed a fake law enforcement badge to a toll booth attendant in order to get out of a $2 toll.
$2.
Mr. Stolemeyer was arrested, and this is the second time he's been caught for exactly the same crime. He's tried the same trick in the past, posing as a U.S. Air Marshal.
To get out of a toll booth. To get out of a toll booth.
It's too much.
He's got money for a car.
Maybe.
And probably insurance. But
it could be a crappy car.
A $2 toll?
Yeah.
He probably just didn't have the cash on it.
That's it.
It wasn't the money. It was just he didn't have it.
Inspector badge. It goes through several times a day, maybe.
Yeah.
It's the thrill of getting over.
Maybe.
He got over.
Yeah.
I fooled him. I was smart at those toll booths.
Did he have an ostrich in the passenger seat? Is that guy?
He had a goat in his trunk.
He had a goat in his trunk.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.